This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Belarus arrested 500 protesters over the weekend as demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko continued. Lukashenko, who's been in power for 26 years, claimed his sixth re-election in the August 9th election, but many in the country view the outcome as illegitimate. Claimed 80% of the vote. The country's interior ministry said 150 people were arrested on Saturday and another 350 on Sunday. There were protests in 22 cities, according to the Associated Press. Both the United States and the European Union have said the election was not free nor fair, and many European countries have refused to recognize Lukashenko after his surprise inauguration last week. Just before Tuesday's presidential debate between incumbent Republican Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden, the New York Times has published a lengthy report showing that Mr. Trump, a billionaire who has often boasted of his business acumen, paid just $750 in U.S. income taxes in both 2016, the year he ran for president, and 2017, his first year in office. The report said it reviewed nearly two decades of Mr. Trump's tax returns, and they showed that the real estate titan, reality TV show host, and now politician, lost hundreds of millions of dollars in his business deals. Those losses allowed him to write off income and pay nothing in taxes in 10 of the 15 years before he ran for the White House. In all, the newspaper said Mr. Trump paid no federal income taxes in 11 of the 18 years of returns it examined. The Times reported its review of Trump's returns showed the years he paid no income taxes were largely because of his declared losses that were greater than his income in those years. When asked about the report, Mr. Trump called it totally fake news. This is VOA News.